The group Mayors Against Illegal Guns analyzed data from the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives to trace guns used in crimes back to their original source. The Trace the Guns report found more than 21,000 guns crossed state lines before they were used in a crime. Marsha McCartney is with the North Texas chapter of the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. She says gun traffickers target states with less restrictive gun laws.
People can purchase guns, let's say, at a gun show with no questions asked. They buy it with cash. There's no record. And basically buy as many weapons as they want. And then those guns are trafficked. They're trafficked further north, let's say, into New York State, where they have stricter laws.
In sheer numbers, Texas ranks in the top five of gun exporting states. Last year, for example, the report found more than 2,200 guns used in crimes elsewhere in the U.S. originated in Texas. The group of mayors that sponsored the report says it shows the need for stricter gun laws in states that export a large number of guns, like Texas. A spokesperson for the Texas State Rifle Association, which advocates for gun rights, questioned the methodology of the report, but declined to comment on tape. Of course, you'd expect a state the size of Texas to be the source of more guns. And in fact, when you adjust for population, Texas drops significantly in the rankings. But there's one place where Texas is still number one for gun exports: Mexico.
With Mexico being our country that is just to our south, the access to firearms in the United States would be easier.
Art Gonzalez is with the Houston Field Division of the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Texas sends more than twice as many guns to Mexico as it does to other states, more than 5,000 last year. That's 40% of all the guns recovered in Mexico that originated in the U.S.
The unfortunate thing is new laws wouldn't really assist us in enforcing the current laws that are there. The bad guys, unfortunately, are going to find their ways to go around the laws, that no matter which laws are on the books.
Instead, Gonzalez, as well as gun rights groups, say the answer to cracking down on gun trafficking lies with more enforcement of the laws already in place. Matt Largy, KUT News.